This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, it is time. The debut of our updated week-by-week quarterback rankings. Now,
everything's going to be okay, yep. By the way.
No, it's not.
It is our opportunity weekly to assess the league and figure out where, based on the last week, and obviously a little bit of knowing who they are, right? Like, one bad Mahomes game is not going to knock him out of the top 10 now. Could it move him off of one or two? Sure. I mean, you can move him up and down anywhere you want. I think there's a little bit of, hey, this is who they've been. But hey, this is what they were baked in. Hugh Douglas.
Why don't you hear my list first? Wait, you want to go to me first?
Why don't we start with Hugh Douglas?
Why? Why you want to start with me?
Because I can't wait to hear this. Your top 10 quarterbacks in NFL entering week number two.
Okay, so.
Flacco better runner.
So, before I give my list.
Ross?
We did the top 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
We did the top 10.
10.
So, as I look at my top 10 list, mine is based strictly off of QBR. That's what my list is based off of, because that's the don't look at me like that, Kyle.
Now, is this going to be an every week thing, or is this just this week?
Well, it has a chance of being an every week thing.
Okay.
It has a chance when it
fits your agenda.
I didn't say that.
Okay, go ahead.
But I did this week by QBR, strictly QBR.
Okay.
That's quarterback efficiency, all that stuff, how many picks, all that other good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I did mine. So at the top of my list, number one. Why are you laughing?
Here we go.
Because
I
have a sense of something that's going to be off this list, and we're all going to lose our minds at you. But go ahead.
Why are you laughing, though?
I'm not.
Jalen Hurts, mm-hmm. Number one.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Number two, Lamar Jackson. Number three, Justin Herbert. Coming in at number four, Daniel Jones. Number four. Why you look at me like that? Why you roll your eyes at me?
Because the list
sucks
now.
Okay, wait, this is my list.
This is my list.
I mean,
this is my
it's
truth.
It's a ridiculous
list.
This is
my truth. Can I finish, please?
Thank you.
Baker Mayfield, Michael Penix, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Fields, and you guys' favorite, Josh Allen. And coming in at number 10 is Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
It actually might be the worst list I've ever heard.
What are you talking about?
Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones in the top five.
See, even you know. Like,
what are you talking about? What do I know?
This is because there's going to be a lot of people who are like, yo, Cook, Jalen Hurts number one.
First of all.
And then you spit in their face with Daniel Jones and Trevor Lawrence on the list.
What was everybody talking about this week? Daniel Jones' performance. Am I lying? Was that a topic of conversation? Nobody. I don't hear anything. I hear crickets. Thank you very much.
Michael Penix off a loss at home to the yeah. Bucks over
no,
Josh
QBR.
Allen. I mean, are we kidding?
I went off of QBR, like I said.
Okay.
All right, dude, Cook.
Yeah, you got him. Cook. That's because you played the game.
That's
and
right.
They didn't.
See, wait a minute. First
Take
of all,
that, Julio.
The Ryan Clark people does not live in this space.
Non-player. Player versus nerd.
We were just talking
Nerds.
About that. We were just talking about that in the cubicle. I said, you know what? Brian Clark has made it bad for all of us.
Oh, he really did.
He's made it bad for everybody
that
has
played.
What is
the phrase you use? Sometimes he set people back. He set us all back.
He set all the former players back, man. Because that's not cool.
No, everyone has a seat table, including our callers and listeners. Now, I don't think any call listener could have a worse quarterback list than Hugh Douglas.
My quarterback list is fire.
All right, do you want to hear the accurate list of the top 10 quarterbacks?
I want to hear your truth.
In pro football after week number one. Number one, actually, I'm going to go 10 to 1. We're going to count this thing down. Number 10, and I'm going to throw some flowers away because you're right, he played well. Daniel Jones makes the list. You play a game like that, you get to be number 10.
Yeah.
All right? So I moved Jared. I'm thinking about my list before the season started, right? I had Jared Goff on there. He played like crap. Move off Jared Goff. You got to get back on. So I had to put someone else in the top 10. All right. We go with Daniel Jones. Number 9, Jordan Love, who you conveniently left out after a big-time game against the Lions. Mm. Number 8, Matthew Stafford. Mm. Number 7 is where we put Jalen Hurts. He played well. There was one explosive play the entire game. His legs were a big part of it. I liked the way he played. Number 7. Number 6 was Justin Herbert. In Brazil against the Kansas City Chiefs, I thought Herbert was the best player in that game on Friday night.
8.9 QBR.
He ran for a first down to end the game.
Mm-hmm.
Beat the Chiefs. Excellent game by Herbert. Number 6. Number 5 is Jaden Daniels. I didn't even think... This is how good Daniels has become. I was watching some of that game. I didn't even think he was that great. I looked up at the end. It was 300 yards of total offense. He converting third down after third down, using his legs.
I saw his mom on the sidelines.
Did he get back to you yet?
No, she didn't answer that DM.
Number 5 is Jaden Daniels. Number 4, and I considered moving him down, is Joe Burrow. He's still number 4. That was not a good game, though, by Joe Burrow. I think we could be clear about that. Number 3 is Lamar Jackson. Number 2 is Patrick Mahomes. And I've never said this before. Number 1 is Josh Allen. Josh Allen right now is the best quarterback in pro football. I've never put anyone over Mahomes since he took over and became what he became. I think Allen's better right now. Allen, number 1. The top 10 quarterbacks in pro football after week 1. Allen, Mahomes, Lamar, Burrow, Daniels, Herbert, Hurts, Stafford, Love, and Daniel Jones gets to be number 10. That's it. That's the week 1 power rankings.
I'm just, like, debilitated from Hugh's list.
I'm not actually.
Don't be mad.
I'm physically ill.
Don't be mad. My list is fire.
It's so bad.
So... Okay.
I don't even, like, I should have even dignified it with a response.
Can you give it again? Just roll through it one more time.
Why?
Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, Daniel Jones, Baker Mayfield, Michael Penix, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Fields, Josh Allen, Trevor Lawrence.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Would you have said last year Kyler Murray was better than Jalen Hurts and Brock Purdy?
I don't know what his QBR was for the first game of the season.
Well, no, just last season.
Did I say Kyler Murray? Like, to be fair, I haven't seen too many Arizona games.
You don't have to, QBR. Last season, Purdy and Murray were better than Hurts in QBR.
No, I'm just
joking. We're talking QBR. That's what you used.
Like how you, the first week of the season, you poo-poo, you just took a dump on my list, man. It's my truth.
In 2023, Tua Tagovailoa had a better QBR than Jalen.
First of all, we ain't talking about. Didn't you just say in the play we can't talk about last year? I'm living in this year. So right now, Jalen Hurts, his QBR was the highest QBR.
No, you know what? You're right. Best quarterback I've ever seen.
See,
all the other years don't matter. There's no Brady, no Montana.
We just sat here
Manning.
We just sat here and said.
That's right.
We're not gonna make it personal. We're not gonna Ryan Clark each other. You're Ryan Clarking me.
Ryan Clarking you.
You're Ryan Clarking me, and I resent that, sir. I resent the fact that you're Ryan Clarking me. I've had it up to here.
What a straight face.
With your Ryan Clark.
I've had it up to here with you.
Over Mahomes.
And count to three.
Panics over Mahomes.
With a straight face.
What a straight ass face.
With a straight.
About to count to three.
All right, this segment clearly. A success. All right,
it was a rousing success.
You know what? Maybe we never do that again.
What do you mean? It was
a fun experiment, guys. That was it.
What do you mean?
That was it.
Don't be mad. Living my truth. Jalen Hurts was the best quarterback last week because he had the highest QBR. Well, to be fair, him and Lamar were tied for QBR.
Throw the facts in at the end.
I gave it to Jalen.
Lamar lost.
Yeah, I know, because that's why he was
winning
number two.
All the matters.
Tiebreaker.
That's all. He was number two. Tiebreaker goes to the winner.
Okay. Mm. But you have above Josh Allen.
Oh, he was number what? Nine?
Yeah.
He did all right.
That felt like a ninth best quarterback game on
Sunday. He did all right.
Yeah, he was okay. Let's go to Mike in Jersey, because I'm tired of being mad at you. Let's let someone else do it. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey.
Hey, Mike.
Hey. You, Douglas, you are absolutely infuriating. Your list is a complete contradiction to everything you just said.
No,
the whole reason I called in the first place.
How is it a contradiction, Mike? Tell me.
Hey, if, do you have anybody on that list that lost the game?
Yes. Michael Penix lost the game.
Lamar. Win the game.
Michael
they
Penix
did not
lost
do
the game.
Enough to win the game. See, what you need to do, Hugh, is you need to change the name of the teams to whoever the quarterback is. It's not the Philadelphia Eagles, it's the Jalen Hurts's or the Buffalo Josh Allen's. See, because you have no consideration for the rest of the team, man.
What are you talking about? When you watch Sunday Night Football or any other team that's playing, who is usually on the marquee? What player is on the marquee?
The quarterback.
So what,
the quarterback, of
okay,
course.
So what problem do you have with the way that I did my list? Because to your point, it is about
is
the quarterback.
Contradiction?
No, it's not. It's about the quarterback and the way that he plays.
You even said it earlier, saying Trent Dilfer, when somebody votes Trent Dilfer, you said that the defense, you're disrespecting the defense. You're disrespecting the whole Eagles.
No, now you missed it. You missed it. I said
We got the number.
First of all, Mike, take a deep breath. Mike, take a deep breath. When I talked about the Baltimore Ravens, I said Trent Dilfer rode the coattails of a dynamic defense. That's what I said. And when we talk about
so it's possible to do
Mike,
that.
Are you gonna let me finish talking? Because you're kind of all over the place. I'm trying to streamline it for you just a little bit. Jalen Hurts, when we talk about Jalen Hurts, he played with a defense, but Jalen was throwing dimes in that game. Do you remember that Super Bowl? Jalen Hurts, because we went into that game thinking that, Saquon Barkley was going to be the catalyst, right? Jalen's the catalyst for that game.
Absolutely.
So what did I say that you missed about everything that I said in my list? Like specifically tell me why my list to you doesn't hold any validity.
Because you spent your entire argument talking about how, like I think you said earlier, Josh Allen does not do enough to win.
First
the
of
Super
all,
Bowl.
Let me. I did say that. I said he didn't do enough to win it because when you talk about the Buffalo Bills last year, who was the biggest story in everything that he was doing all over the field?
Well, he was the MVP of the league.
Oh, I'm gonna let Mike do it. Mike's a grown man.
Well, he's right. He's the MVP of the league. I mean,
So who ended up
an argument?
So who ended up winning the Super Bowl, or who ended up going to the Super Bowl out of the AFC?
Patrick Mahomes, Hall of Fame quarterback, and the Chiefs.
When you talk about and you put so much on the quarterback, and I say he didn't do enough to win the game, what point are you missing that I made?
That's a team game.
See, you know what's funny,
you have a defense,
mate. You know what's
you
funny?
Special teams.
Didn't he have a ball at the end of that game? Didn't he have a chance to win that game at the end of it? Didn't he have a ball in his hands? Didn't he have
you
don't understand. You're missing the point, Mike, because I'm trying
to – you're missing the point.
Mike, who had the ball last when he played against the Kansas City Chiefs? Who had the last possession?
Okay.
Okay, you didn't answer the question. Who had the last possession?
Honestly, I don't remember, to be honest.
Josh Allen. You had it right the first time. What did he do?
Okay.
What did he do?
They didn't win the game on that
okay,
one drive.
Okay,
so one drive defines an entire player?
Yeah, well, in that game it does, because that's the biggest game of his life.
No, because you're talking about
Josh, listen. No, see, now you're jumping around in the conversation that we're having. Let's go back to that AFC championship.
I'm addressing the point you were making earlier.
Okay, Mike, and I'm trying to get you to address it. Like I said, Mike, Listen, Mike. You said you know, when you do stuff like that, that just lets me know you're not winning this argument and you're just playing semantics now. So let's be quiet for a second, and I'm going to set it up for you again. I said that in that moment, he didn't do enough to win the game, right? That was your premise for calling in, correct? Yeah, it hurts you to say, yeah, I'll do it for you since you had his airtime.
That was not my premise for calling in. That was not my premise for calling
in.
You said
that I said he lost the game, right? You said that I said that, right? So he had the last possession of the game, right? He had the last possession, right? Okay, right.
Okay.
So what did he do in that last possession to win that game? All right, Mike, thank you.
They didn't win the game.
Mike,
you're absolutely correct. They didn't win the game.
That hurts you to say that, but that's his entire career. No, I didn't say it defined his entire career. You absolutely said that earlier. Mike. I said
when I was not on the phone.
Mike, I said in that game, he didn't do enough to win that game. That's what I said.
You're absolutely correct.
You called in, and that was your whole premise of having this conversation. So where was I wrong, Mike? Where am I wrong?
The whole premise of me calling in is because you're defining entire careers over whether they won the Super Bowl.
First of all, Mike, let me stop you.
Dan Marino is a mediocre quarterback because he did not win the Super
Bowl. Mike, we ain't talking about Dan Marino. We talking about Josh Allen. And to be fair, I am not defining his career because he's still playing football. So what do you mean by
– you change your argument, Dan Marino. You change your argument based on what you're trying to say.
How did I change my argument?
All right, Mike, we appreciate it.
Mike. You know, see, this is your fault, Joe.
Oh, and now I'm
– No, this is your fault. This is you and Kyle's fault.
Here we go.
I was clear – like, this is the reason why. People need to pay attention. I was clear and concise about what I said. Forget you, Kyle. I was. Mike comes on here with all that spit and vinegar, and he ain't even got his facts straight.
So
I said what I said. Josh Allen, we talk about – we touted him for being the best quarterback in the league last year, which he was. He had ball last. What did he do?
Well, I just think it's a disingenuous way to define that game.
No, it's not a disingenuous way to define it.
Can I ask a question?
What? Okay, you can
ask. This is what I think frustrates some people about this and the way we frame things. If Josh Allen, and I know he's the one that triggers people, had the Eagles defense last year, but just stop. Okay. If he did, perhaps he's up 30 points in the AFC title game. So the scenario we all saw never plays out. He was not playing with the same team Jalen was. Jalen played well, but he was afforded dominance by his defense to give him the grace to get going. He threw an interception in the first quarter of the game. He got going. They were dominating. Josh Allen has to play perfect to win, to beat the Chiefs. And he hasn't yet. And it's part of his career. He hasn't yet. Jalen Hurts does not have to play perfect to beat, or last year he didn't, to win games. It's just the facts.
You know,
he didn't have to play perfect. So that's why, to use the result, there's the mitigating circumstances to how did we get to the final play where Allen failed? We got there because his defense couldn't stop Kansas City.
Here's the thing this is how I feel. And I think I'm gonna try it from this direction as opposed to any other. I was in Atlanta when Atlanta was beating the Patriots 28-3.
Yeah.
That defense was a smothering, stifling defense. Tom Brady, they shut those receivers down, all of that. Tom Brady took it upon himself to wield that team back into that game, and they won it. That when we talk about Josh Allen, I think it's fair to say people look at him and they feel that there's a little bit of Tom Brady in him, you know, right?
Yeah, great player, yeah.
So it doesn't matter what the defense is doing, in my opinion, when you have that type of quarterback, correct? So the argument that we like to have is when we talk about him is what he does individually, right? and what he did or didn't do, and that's the point that I was making. But when it comes to Jalen, and this is where I think people get triggered, and you talk about some of the accolades that he has and some of the things that he done, we always say, yeah, but. Just like you said, yeah, but it's aided with a good defense. That's not Jalen's fault.
No, it's not his fault, but it's true.
But here's the thing, and I think this is where people get upset. It's because it feels like when we talk about Jalen and we talk about what he's accomplished so far, we like to split hairs and we like to say, well, oh, Josh Allen doesn't have this or doesn't have. So what? So what?
Is Josh Allen split hairs on what Josh Allen did in that game?
This is what I'm saying. So what? Josh Allen had the ball last.
But Jalen,
how many times have we seen Josh Allen do what he did Sunday night?
How many times has Jalen had the ball last and won it like that?
But you're using the
Allen moment.
No,
Where's the Jalen moment where he has to do
because
that?
Because as fans, that's what we sensationalize. We love the dude that brings the team back.
Right.
But the bottom line is this. How many times have we seen Josh Allen in the regular season do what he did Sunday night?
Well, I don't know about that.
A couple times.
But he's had a great game.
He's done a couple times. He's had some comeback games. But here's the point, and I think this is going to be lost on a lot of people. But in the game that it mattered the most, he didn't get it done. That's the bottom line.
But isn't
it clear he has to do more than Jalen does?
No, it don't matter. That ain't what I'm arguing. I'm saying Jalen has accomplished more.
But isn't football not this black and white?
Ryan Clark didn't. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Well,
that was not.
But
yeah,
it doesn't have
Clark
to
Douglas.
Be. Like, that's why we watch the games, because then we could parse what we see. It doesn't have to be.
That's the beautiful part about this game. This is the beautiful part about this game. And that's what I'm trying to get you to understand. That's why I always say live your truth. Because we all see it differently.
Doc. We might need a new pledge. No more living your truth.
Yes. Live your truth. This is the beautiful
part.
It's so
annoying.
It is, but it's beautiful
okay,
at the same
but like,
time.
But just like we all watch football, and we're all smarter
and we
than
all
to just
see
think it
different.
Boils down to just this one
no,
simple
but
thing.
No, but we all see it differently. We all see the game differently.
Yeah, so like, I got just one thing, and I'm done.
If the Chiefs won the Super Bowl this past year,
would I be fair to say Jalen's a failure? Because I wouldn't say that.
I would say
was a winner before the game started. Jalen Hurts has been a winner since he got to college because he's a good quarterback and he's consistent and smart. He didn't need the Super Bowl last year for me to say he's a winner.
I would say this, Joe. If Jalen in his career had went to two Super Bowls and lost them both, then I think there would be conversation that Jalen might not be the guy for the job. Like, that's fair. Because look what happened to Jared Goff. Took him to one Super Bowl. They got rid of him. Went to another Super Bowl with Stafford and won it.
I think it's definitely a fair point that he would have fallen more into the Goff range.
Because see, this is where when I come to quarterbacks and when I think about quarterbacks, I always think about what Scott Pioli told me. You don't need a Tom Brady. You don't have to have that
if you have a good team.
But
that's the whole.
You still need him to be somewhat. You need him to be a leader. And right. So when I talk about Jalen, that's what I talk about. Like. When we sit here and we talk about measurables, you talk about those other quarterbacks, Jalen's not in that top five.
Yeah, I don't do that. I'm more about performance, just how you play. I don't care if you're 2 feet tall or 10, just how you play each week. All right, we too much. We've been talking too far.
But we always do.
This is because you put Penix on your list.
What do you mean?
Michael Penix.
He did. What was the killing me?
I don't care. 215-592-9494. we got the Tyson tickets to give away. I might vote myself to punch in the face after all this. I need to get knocked out. All right.
You'll be all right. We got to do it tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. Your phone calls come. Two hilarious moments from yesterday involving the media, including one out of Chicago. I can't stop laughing about it. It's next. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. All right. FanDuel that I forgot about because I am losing my mind. FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is getting you ready for kickoff. With an offer you won't want to miss, new customers bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet. Bet $5. If wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets used all across the app. You can bet parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style. FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's finally here. The only question, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.